retaliated, killing at least 44 in Gaza. President Trump says no U.S. troops will go to Gaza, and he says there is international pressure on Hamas to disarm.
We had a dark cloud over the Middle East, and now it's all, I mean, we have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves.
The president making the remarks while hosting Australia's prime minister today at the White House. He also announced a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals for Australia. Amazon says it's pinpointed the troubles of its Amazon Web Services after an outage impacted websites worldwide, including the Wall Street Journal, Facebook, and some airlines. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. The Senate will take up a vote again later today on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics presents fresh evidence that feeding your kids peanuts early helps reduce their food allergies by nearly 50%. Here's ABC's Maggie Rooley.
Researchers in Philadelphia found peanut allergies in young children fell by 43% and overall food allergies dropped by about one-third. This after the American Academy of Pediatrics released new infant feeding guidelines in 2015 and again in 2017, encouraging parents to introduce peanuts and other allergies genetic foods at around 4 to 6 months of age.
Researchers found in recent years, egg allergies have become the most common food-related allergy, while peanut and milk allergies are less common. A lithium-ion battery on an Air China flight forced an emergency landing. Crew members, though, were able to put out smoke and flames pouring out of luggage in the overhead bin. Officials say no one was hurt during this incident. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With respiratory virus season rapidly approaching in Wisconsin, and levels of viruses like flu, COVID-19, and RSV increasing, it is very important to take steps to help keep illness from derailing your plans. Be sure to check the respiratory illness activity where you live, located at dhs.wisconsin.gov, and do your part to keep yourself and everyone around you healthy and safe. Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., it's Christian Cold, retired DNR educator and wildlife technician. You're invited out to the Wisconsin Concrete Park for an insightful and educational presentation and to learn about our Wisconsin wildlife with a bonus session about the ethics and future of hunting, fishing, and trapping in our state. All ages are welcome, and this program is free and open to the public. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. If you have horses, you may want to consider protecting them against mosquito bites. Melissa Kay reports.
The state announced the first positive case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE, on Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms the case of EEE in Marathon County in a 5-year-old colt. EEE and West Nile virus are only transmitted by mosquito bites and are not contagious between horses. These viruses can cause inflammation of the brain. According to the DATCP, EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. Confirmation of an infection in the state confirms the presence of EEE in the mosquito population. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, October 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Sharon of Butternut, by four children, James Wasco of Superior, by Roseanne Larson of Solon Springs, by Lori Danz of Solon Springs, and by Dawn Holman of Mosinee. Survived also by five grandchildren, by his sister, Charlotte Richter of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass will be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, October 17th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th, at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her eight children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by nine siblings. Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn, formerly of Glidden, died on Friday, October 17th, at Ashland Medical Center in Ashland. He is survived by his mother, Charlotte Gwynn, of Glidden, by his brother, Michael Gwynn, of Glidden, by his girlfriend, Kathy Weister, of Washburn, by his good friend, Rod and Roger, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at the Glidden Assembly of God Church in Glidden on Thursday, October 23rd, 11 a.m. Reverend Brock Bredenberg will officiate. Visitation held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn. This is the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich, who passed away on October 12. Diane is survived by her husband, Craig Malkovich, by her son, Danny Edvold, by her daughter, Donna Malkovich, and further survived by her grandchildren, and by her stepchildren, Michael Malkovich and Deanna Malkovich. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, October 25th, 2 p.m., at the Emory Town Hall located in Phillips. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, your morning show host Joel Karnick here reminding you this Thursday is our annual Day of Giving, and this year we're featuring His House of Hope. We're all going to learn more about this great facility in Phillips, and hopefully it'll spur a couple of you to give a few bucks. Our goal is $10,000. We'll have a few auction items for you to bid on also. That's this Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., our annual Day of Giving for His House of Hope right here on 98 Q Country.
The Farmers for Free Trade motorcade passed through Wisconsin last week. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk more about what the discussion looked like after this. From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff. Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. He says when it comes to the economic damage by the current trade policy, he says it's more than just the loss of markets. He says retaliatory measures impact things like machinery parts and fertilizer.
We don't need to be putting tariffs on inbound tractor parts. That's hurting our farmer. That's squeezing our farmer. We could have exemptions to those tariffs so that we could be pushing for expanded market access elsewhere without hurting the farmer in terms of raising input costs. So I think there are other ways that we can prosecute these kind of trade wars. Also, the question of should we be going after every country in the world at once, or should we be prioritizing and saying if China's our priority, let's get our allies together and really squeeze China, maybe not launch multiple trade wars at the same time, because I think that's part of what's causing the disruption and the uncertainty.
That's the message from Brian Keel, executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. Their motorcade is touring the country right now, wrapping up in Washington, D.C. in early November. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Midday from Chicago. Overall, commodity prices are trading higher, all except for December new crop corn, trading 2.25 cents lower at 4.20 and a quarter. November new crop beans are up 9.25 cents at 10.28 and three quarters. Cash wheat is up a penny and a half at 5.05 and a quarter. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.75 cents, trading at 5.44 and a quarter. The November Class 3 milk contract is trading 28 cents higher at 16.93 a hundredweight. The December contract up 21 cents at 1672. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and showers for your Monday afternoon. Breezy south winds up to 30 and highs in the upper 50s. Evening showers tonight. Clouds will stay with us with morning lows in the mid and upper 30s. Another round of showers on Tuesday, mid 40s. It's 50 at our studios.
98 Q Country.
Thank you. settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy, yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
That goes Tommy Keith, 98Q Country, Mike McKay along with you. All right, well, of course, Packers won yesterday, beat St. Louis Cardinals. It was a, I don't know about you, but it was a sitting on the edge of the seat type of game. Now, next up, coming up on Sunday, they're actually Sunday Night Football this coming Sunday. In Pittsburgh to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers should be interesting. And of course, we'll have all the action right here as we do all season long for the green and gold right here at 98Q. That'll start at 5 o'clock.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye-to-eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Thing you got to know that I want it, sounds pretty good, don't it? Well, I just now seen that smile, and I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right, but don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot of you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing.
get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. And my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes,
when the sun
down.
Goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
Kenny Chesney getting help from Uncle Cracker, 98Q Country. Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in about 6 minutes, I got a story. A guy comes home and finds something in his home. And no, his name was not Goldilocks, and it was not one of the three bears. Similar, but not quite. I'll explain it to you in a few minutes. Right now, Hudson Westbrook is on 98Q.
Kitchen used to be a dance hall, music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. Just four empty walls where I lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and hell, it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. These days, all I hear is an echo of you saying, baby, don't go in your goodbye. If you came back, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't even recognize this place.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
Just about a mile off of 109. There's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. Sweet.
Shenandoah, 98Q Country. Mike along with you. All right, here's an interesting story. Sort of resembles Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Not exactly, but kind of. A guy in the UK comes home, finds a burglar in his house. And how does he know? Because he sees a bunch of his items kind of piled up around his favorite reclining chair. And in the reclining chair is the apparently would-be burglar who is, well, he's passed out sleeping. And also, next to some of this guy's items, is an empty brandy bottle. I guess you could surmise that the guy came in, decided to ransack the house, noticed there was some brandy, decided to finish it off, and decided, well, that recliner looked awful comfy. By the way, the man was woken up by police as they were handcuffing him. Yes, the owner of the residence called police, who were able to arrive on the scene and arrest the man. He got away with nothing. I wonder, can you have a recliner in your prison cell? I don't think so.
98Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Looking to finish that quilt in time for Christmas? Quilt As Desired in Park Falls has you covered. Since 1997, Jane's been long-arm quilting and sewing nearly her whole life. Just bring your quilt top and she'll handle the backing, batting, quilting, or binding. Use your own materials or choose from Jane's huge selection. Call Jane at 715-661-2679 to drop off with her in Park Falls or at Stamp Paper Scissors in Minocqua. Remember, materials must be dropped off by November 1st to guarantee a Christmas delivery. Plus, you can grab $50 off on the 98Q Country Shopping Show.
Honeyline Station BP with bait and tackle is geared up for the fall fishing season. And yes, musky suckers are in stock now. Stop in for St. Croix rods, tackle, and all the live bait you need to reel in that big musky before the snow flies. Between Fifield and Minocqua, it's your one stop for fuel, groceries, snacks, lottery tickets, propane, firewood, and more. Plus, DNR licensing and vehicle registrations. Open 7 days a week from 6 to 9 on Highway 70 West in Minocqua.
The Park Falls Chamber of Commerce invites you to Old Day Park for an afternoon of spooky family fun. On Saturday, October 25th, starting at 11 a.m., the giant pumpkin drop. You can watch it splat and take seeds to grow your own. There's the Phillips Children's Museum, the Trunk or Treat, the Trail of Treats downtown, pumpkin decorating, music by DJ Toby Johansson, and the Halloween Pooch Pageant at 3 p.m. Sponsored by Forward Bank, Park Falls McDonald's, Northwest Community Credit Union, Super One Foods, and the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I will count on you being there. Ha, 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 ha.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest, we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and showers for your Monday afternoon. Breezy south winds up to 30 and highs in the upper 50s. Evening showers tonight. Clouds will stay with us with morning lows in the mid and upper 30s. Another round of showers on Tuesday, mid 40s. It's 50 at our studios.
98Q Country.
On that county road where we drag raced our pickups and Mustangs and weathered all the sun and rain. And to this day up on that overpass, even underneath the new paint, you can still see Allie, will you marry me? I take a ride and look around, and there ain't no doubt it's your mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down like tattoos on this town. There's still a rope burn on branch that hangs over the river. I still got the scar from swinging out a little too far. There ain't a corner of this hallowed ground that we ain't laughed or cried on. It's where we loved, lived and learned real wild stuff. It's everything we're made of. It sure left its mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. Let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down like tattoos on this town. Like tattoos on this town. Everywhere there we are, it hits me right in my heart. Mark on us, we sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down, and we'll always be hanging around like tattoos on this town. Like tattoos on.
On the phone,
on the computer,
and on the job,
and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Out the door,
house is dirty, but it can't wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some downtime to drink some red wine and celebrate. Yeah, Armageddon could be knocking at my door, but I ain't gonna answer, that's for sure. There's gotta be something, gotta be something more, gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time, I need a little more bliss. I'm gonna take my chances, taking a chance I might find what I'm looking for. Gotta be something more, got to be, got to be, got
to be more. 98Q Country.
That old C71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. And baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't say forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
There's Dusty Lynch on your home for Joel Carnick in the morning. Get your day started every weekday morning with Joel. He'll get you up and at it. Joel will get you on your way out the door. He's in at 6 a.m. News and sports a couple of times an hour. Weather information. A lot of local stuff for you. And even some country music he slips in during the morning show. That's the way to get your day started.
Once you broke into my soul, the damage is done.
Hugh Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown.
Mama's let your boys be country.
I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Carrie Underwood, 98Q Country. This Thursday is our big day here on the airwaves. It's our day of giving, starting at 6 a.m. this Thursday morning, going till 6 p.m., 12 hours. Joel is going to be on the airwaves with you, along with some other folks helping out, raising funds and awareness for his House of Hope. It is this Thursday, our day of giving. It's going to be a great day, big day. We'll be looking for your help. If you'd like to know more about it, in his House of Hope, head to our website, 98qcountry.com, and click on the community calendar. There's more info right there waiting for you.
She's a yellow pair of running shoes, a holy pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything.
She's, I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling known. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything to me. She's a Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word 'cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles. Baby, come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kind of tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be, and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet, my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted. Talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything to me. Here, and someday when I'm 90, she's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After announcing a rare earth minerals deal with Australia, President Trump says he's confident he and China's President Xi can finalize a trade deal before a new round of tariffs kick in for China on November 1st. China recently said it would limit its export of rare earth metals.
We have a tremendous power. And that's the power of tariff. And I think that China will come to the table and make a very fair deal, because if they don't, they're going to be paying us 157% in tariffs.
Analysts say tariffs typically get passed on to businesses and U.S. consumers. Hamas announced it is handing over another Israeli captive to the Red Cross today and then on to the IDF for identification. The body located Sunday, Hamas says, in Gaza. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over restoring health care benefits. The Senate takes up another vote tonight on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and showers for your Monday afternoon. Breezy south winds up to 30 and highs in the upper 50s. Evening showers tonight. Clouds will stay with us with morning lows in the mid and upper 30s. Another round of showers on Tuesday, mid 40s.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.